88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. Another live session in our studio. Today, we have Mike Doty, who made it.
Hey, Mookie, what's up?
I can't believe you made it.
I made it.
Right?
Why would I not make it?
Well, the your tour bus broke down. Somewhere in Wyoming recently.
Well, the tour bus was fine. It was just the bomb cyclone, as they call it. Was that like a polar vortex or something?
Yeah,
something along those lines. It was just like incredible winds and snow, and we were stuck outside of Cheyenne at a Love's truck stop. And we literally could not go over the overpass to Denny's.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was very depressing.
So you had to cancel, what was it, a Portland and a Seattle show?
Portland, Seattle, and Salt Lake. It was such a bummer.
Yeah,
and
that's
the show
too bad.
Is so good, and the band is so good, and it was just like, oh, like stabbing in the heart.
Right. Are you bringing Wheatus on the road again this time?
Yeah, Wheatus. Part of Wheatus is also in my band. So
right, just like the last time, I think we saw you play at the Troubadour last time where Wheatus opened up for you.
That's right.
And and they turned out to be your band as well that night.
Yep.
What's your relationship like with them? You guys been going back a few years?
Yeah, I mean, Brendan B. Brown was a fan, I met him through MC Frontalot, who was my neighbor in Brooklyn. And, you know, he asked somebody I know to open for him. And I was like, dang, man, I'll open for you. Like, go. Because that song, Teenage Dirtbag, is a massive, massive, massive song in Britain. It's like era defining. Yeah. It's not just like Closing Time, it's like Stairway to Heaven. It's like everybody in the country. It is amazing.
Yeah.
I went out on a Tinder date when I was over there, and you know, the lady was like, "Well, what do you, you know, sort of, what do you do?" And I was like, "Well, you know, I opened for Wheatus over here, and they opened for me in the States." And she was like, "Wheatus opens for you? You must be huge!"
Right? What stadium is that going to be in?
Yeah, yeah. No, and they literally do like 40 shows in the British Isles,
which is
like impossible. Most people do like four.
Again, this is Mike Doty here on 88.5 FM. MikeDoty.com is the website. More importantly, Patreon.com/Doty is a very important thing.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that real soon.
Sure.
The last time we actually recorded something for radio, it was in 2016 on election night.
Oh, yeah.
You probably remember.
I remember.
And now we're here celebrating the 25th anniversary of the record Ruby Vroom.
The first Soul Coughing album.
Yes. And someone told me nostalgia is big business. And now I use that term quite frequently because it kind of is.
It is actually not that big business.
Just something to do in between album cycles.
Well, what I'm doing, like on a show business tip, is promoting my Patreon.
Yes.
Like that is entirely the reason that I'm going out on the road is like, you know, and of course I do the pitch from the stage every night, but there's all this merch that you can get by being a Patreon member, and you know, if you're already on Patreon, you just walk up to merch and show our merch person, you know, your phone, and she'll just hand it to you.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's very cool. And then, you know, of course, like, you know, you go to the URL on your phone or download the app, and you're just right there. And then, you know, and it's these very cool posters of Ruby Vroom lyrics, and I have a poetry book and a new poetry book, not the old one. There's a live compact disc for those into vintage formats, and a bag, and there's like all kinds of stuff. But it really is, it's all about the Patreon. My whole life is about, I do a new song every week. I've always loved the sort of 60s model of doing singles as opposed to albums. And I get to live in that. I mean, like, you know, every week I'm brainstorming something new and, you know, some evolution from the week beforehand.
We've been seeing a lot of cassettes as of late.
Yes.
And we've also been seeing in this digital age just artists kind of leaking a track here and releasing a track there before like a full-length album comes out. But we're going to do a deep dive into the Patreon thing.
Mm, sure.
That's a whole segment in itself. But how about a Mike Doty classic? Again, playing the sold-out Lodge Room this evening.
Sure.
And then the Soda Bar in San Diego tomorrow. What do you want to give us today?
I will give you Janine. Mm. How's Janine? Nice. Acceptable? Janine, I drink you up. Janine, I drink you up. Janine, Janine, I'll sing. If you were the Baltic Sea and I were a cup, Varick Street, and I drove south with my hands on the wheel and your taste in my mouth. Jesus to my left, the Holland Tunnel on my right. Angels shine down from the traffic light, 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 light. Fell asleep by the blue light of Live at Five. As I drifted off, I heard Sue Simmons say to me, dial 1-900-4-J-A-N-I-N-E. Slap myself to waken, but now it's too late, 'cause I spelled your name out on my license plate. Janine, I drank you up. Janine, I drank you up. Janine, Janine, I'll sing. If you were the Baltic Sea and I were a cup, If you were the Baltic Sea and I were a cup, If you were the Baltic Sea and I were a cup,
Very cool. That's our own version of Janine. It's Mike Doty here in studio on 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Again, playing the sold-out Lodge Room tonight and the Soda Bar in San Diego tomorrow. I've seen you play as a solo artist. I've seen you as a duo with Scrap, your longtime collaborator and cello player. I've seen you as a three-piece and full band.
Yep.
And I got to admit, my favorite Mike Doty show that I've ever been at was that three-piece shortly after Circles came out, the reimagined Soul Coughing songs.
Yeah.
That was absolutely incredible, and just the sounds that you were able to generate at the live show was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah.
Catherine Popper from Jack White's band was the bass player.
Right.
She was a big part of that.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite show I think I've ever seen.
Cool.
That was in Santa Ana, I believe, in Orange County, in between L.A. and San Diego several years ago.
I mean, I sort of learned how to be a musician among avant-garde jazz musicians, and they took a very oblique view, abstract view of what a song was. So it's always been very comfortable for me to do a different format, different kind of band, you know, solo or duo or big old band or whatever. On every tour, I've done it different every tour. You know?
Yeah. Speaking of doing it differently, you are playing the Ruby Vroom record in its entirety, but it's almost like a live remix situation, from what I understand. You're kind of doing it on the fly.
Yeah. I mean, there is a fair amount of attention paid to preserving sounds from that album. Grooves and, you know, phrasing. I went back and listened to the album and sort of figured out how I was phrasing things back then, because it changed, you know, if you if you improvise it, you know, you look back 25 years later and the phrasing of everything has changed radically. But I have a live remixing system that I use these hand cues for, and everybody knows the system, and it's so I'm bringing people in and out, and it's almost like a you know, like you're a
Do we have to refer to you as maestro now?
You certainly do not.
I think, okay.
You certainly do not. That would make me very uncomfortable. Okay. But if it makes you feel happy, absolutely, I'll smile benevolently and just be like, okay, sure, Ben, whatever.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
Good. I'm into making you happy.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
Another song. Another song. I suppose,
another
yeah.
song. It's called Super Bon Bon. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play it in tune, actually. Oh, there you go. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Through. If I stole somebody else's wave to fly up, and if I rose up with the avenue behind me, some kind of verb, some kind of moving thing, something unseen, some hand is motioning to rise, to rise, to rise. Too fat, fat, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine. Chump, change, and it's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon. Too fat, fat, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine. Chump, change, and it's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon. And by the phone I live in fear, sure chance will draw you in to here. Too fat, fat, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine. Chump, change, that's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon. Too fat, fat, you must cut lean. You gotta take the elevator to the mezzanine. Chump, change, and it's on. Super bonbon, super bonbon, super bonbon. Super bonbon, super bonbon. Super bonbon, super bonbon. Super bonbon, super bonbon. Super bonbon, bonbon. Mover, let the man go. Let the man go. Mover, let the man go. Let the man go. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.
You know, you could probably put together an album down the road of just versions of Super Bon Bon that you've recorded over the years.
Truly, yeah.
Right? You never know what you're going to get here. Again, Mike Doty is in our studio here on 88.5 FM. The Patreon account, it's a way for artists to not only get exposure, mm-hmm. but I mean, music is, you know, your livelihood.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, and in this day and age of streaming and, you know, not making a whole lot of money in music, it's a way to, I guess, fund your efforts, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of ways to do Patreon, and I think the most common is just like, come on, man, give me money. You mm-hmm. know, like, come on, you'll listen to this, give me money, which is fine. But the way I process things is as an artist sort of transacting emotionally with an audience. So I would not feel good about doing this if I wasn't putting stuff up constantly, really working on it. You know, there's some people that just do like, oh, this is a demo, this is a jam or whatever. And certainly demos and jams go up there, but I really work hard on doing a song every week that's like a quality song, and really have written some of my best songs for Patreon.
Another thing I read online on that little bio that I came across today, you have three improvised music bands.
Yes, I do.
And based out of Memphis, I imagine. Yeah. What does that mean?
I have a band called Spooky Party with a guy named Dave Kauser and whoever we can get. A band called Moticose that's a duet with Stephen Chopek, who was Charlie Hunter's drummer. He's out there. And then there's a band called Baby Men that Scrap, my cello player and bass player, when he flies down to Memphis, we just get a local gig and do that. But they're all just improvised music. And, you know, if you live in, you know, not to talk like inside baseball, but if you live in a market such as New York or L.A., you have to defend your yearly big show. And if you play these little shows everywhere, you know, and then you go back to your big show that you really need to pay the mortgage and buy food, they're going to be like, we're not going to give you as much money.
Right.
However, I can live in Memphis and have all these little bands and play the little bars and, you know, sort of have this experimental music thing kind of always churning, and it doesn't affect my ability to eat and have a roof over my head.
That's so cool. The way you talk about Memphis is just romanticizing this magical place that I've never been to.
But I mean, it's like I gotta, you know, I'm not pitching Memphis. It's Memphis. Like, it's not like you can, it's not Pittsburgh. It's like, it's a very specific thing. Uh-huh. It's a very poor town. It's a very eccentric town. It is in the South, and it's a blue bubble. I mean, it's like the Valley of the Bernie stickers still.
Oh wow!
Especially Midtown Memphis, the part of town I live in. But you know, it's not. You can't recommend it as if it were.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Austin or Olympia, Washington or.
Well, it's cool to see you embrace the community. Yeah. You know, being a chic urbanite living in New York for all those years, yeah. It's really cool to hear. Mike Doty is here playing the sold-out Lodge Room this evening and the Soda Bar in San Diego tomorrow. One more song, perhaps?
Sure. Let me figure out how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Sit on got lost to the satellite, got lost in the rut up to the plunge down. Man sends a ray of the electric light, sends the impulse through the air and down to home. And you could stand on the arms of the Williamsburg Bridge crying, hey man, well this is Babylon. And you could fire it on a bus the outside world down to Louisiana. You can take her with you. I seen the reins of the real world slink forward on the plane. And I seen the Kansas of your sweet little myth. You never seen it, no, I'm half sick on the drinks you mixed to your. True dreams of Wichita. True dreams of Wichita. Broken like a sea in the asphalt stalks, push out dead air from a parking garage, where you stand with the keys and your cool head of silence, where you grip her love like a driver's license. I seen you fire up the gas in the engine valve. I seen your hand turn saintly on the radio dial. I seen the airwaves pull your eyes towards heaven. I tried to peek on in the phone lines, her good teeth smile was winding down. Engine sputter ghosts out of gasoline fumes. They say you had it but you sold it. You didn't want to know I'm half drunk on Babel. You transmit. True dreams of Wichita. bunch it. I got a fed, I got too much things on bounce in my head. I gotta burn them up, gotta burn them up. Now I got to go uptown, uptown. I got a thing, got a little bit bush. Gotta stand on the corner and bellow for mush. I got a bomb, I got a baby bomb bomb. Gotta stand on the corner and bellow for my friend Tom. Got a thing, I gotta thing it, I gotta thing team. I gotta run my side true dream. That note was terrible. True dream. True dreams of Wichita. True dreams. True dreams. True dreams.
Well, for the uninitiated, if you want to do a deep dive, like I say, into the discography and the projects of Mike Doty, do that, because it's a treasure trove of some amazing music. Mike Doty is here, and I guess we got to wrap it up. Yeah. I already can't wait till the next time.
Yeah, it'll be super weird and different.
You know?
Yeah, I promise you. Bafflingly so, if I do it right.
Fair enough. Much luck the rest of the time on the road, and we'll talk to you at a later date, God willing.
Awesome. Thanks, Mookie. Mm-hmm.